NATO says it's reviewing all ties with Russia.
The accident scene tells the story. There it is.
Chinese ambassador tweeting.
Overnight, it was a joyride.
Ukraine has seen a lot of changes in a short amount of...
What should I listen?
Confused about different news sources? CUC Radio English Weekly Focus will bring you selected and organized news from home and abroad, only on every Monday.
Good evening. Welcome to Weekly Focus with news around China and the world. This is Liu Xiaoli.
And this is Chen Lichen. Today is Wednesday, 29th November, the 12th week of this term.
Here is the roundup of the latest news, coming up next 30 minutes.
The 11th Food Culture Festival brings you the taste from all over China.
China's special representative pledged that China will deliver its promises in food at the 23rd Conference of Parties to the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change.
Xi, Saudi Arabian King, discussed ties with each other.
How to save my receding hairline? See the heavy academic pressure of college students from the view of hair loss.
And this is Weekly Focus.
Good evening. Welcome to Weekly Review.
First of all, let's check the campus news.
Held by the Student Union, the 23rd Reading Festival kicked off on November 17th, the theme of which was Meet and Appreciate. This annual festival,which has lasted for 23 years, aims at recommending and sharing good books, providing a broader platform of reading for all the students in school. Therefore, not only students but also teachers warmly welcome this event. During this time, there are three main activities, including exchanging books, sharing different ideas with strangers, and online introduction of 14 writers.And here is the detailed report from our correspondent Chen Licheng.
The book reading festival always gives us a sense of peace and joy. And this time, books contain the love from their old owners and quietly waiting for a new reader. Here we interview a staff in present and let's find out the purpose and their feelings towards this activity.
The purpose of the book exchanging festival is to inspire more students to learn that reading books is something meaningful. And apart from this, readers who love the same book get a chance to share their opinions over the book. When one opinion is shared, it becomes two. So honestly, it's a really worthy activity.
At the same time, readers are satisfied with the books they exchange and have a lot to say. Let's listen to them.
This activity is truly something wonderful. But I got a little tip to say. It's so popular that if you want to get the book you like, you should come earlier and see it. Don't hesitate, just get it.
That's all the information I've got. Back to you, studio.
Thank you, Chen Licheng. As the reading festival has been held successfully, we hope that everyone can enjoy the reading atmosphere brought by it.
From November 16th to November 17th, the 11th Food Culture Festival Eating All Around was successfully held on the second floor of Nanyuan Canteen. As food is an important part of traditional Chinese culture, this activity was a great chance to promote Chinese culture. There were 14 teams participated in the activity. Each competing team was asked to make a dish in 40 minutes.Using the ingredients provided. And according to the score in preliminary contest, the judges decided the winners that were qualified for the final. This activity had chef cooks from all canteens in campus as judges and attracted a lot of audience. Here is a report from our correspondent Gao Keyan.
As a famous saying goes, people regard food as their prime want.In the 11th Food Culture Festival, students from different faculties show their extraordinary cooking skills. and the dishes they make not only contain a good taste and memory, but also express their love and enthusiasm for cooking. Here we interviewed one of the participants, and let's listen to their feelings after the competition.
It's the first time I cook since the summer vacation, and it's also the first cooking experience in CUC. I think it means a lot to me, and I often cook in my hometown. I don't feel nervous indeed. In fact, I'm very happy, because of the effort I paid, happiness is more important than the competition.
At the same time, various small games are held to entertain the audience. We fortunately find a marshmallow-making staff, and he has something to say.
Though for the couple of years before, it's a really hard work for me to make the marshmallow, but indeed, I'm really happy to meet so many people here.
That's all the information I've got. Back to you, studio.
Thank you, Ke Yan. We believe that this competition would arouse people's interest in traditional Chinese culture and may students know more about different styles of cooking in all districts of China.
Okay, let's look at the domestic news. It has been 3 weeks since the conclusion of the 19th National Congress of the Communist Party of China, and an international symposium has been held in Beijing to discuss the implications of the decisions that were made, both for China and the world. With the theme, the 19th CPC National Congress, Implications for China and the World, the symposium attracted more than 214 think tank experts and former political heavyweights from China and 31 other countries, regions, and international organizations. They converged in Beijing to discuss China's new development plans and amendments to the party's constitution drew great attention.
The Milestone Congress held last month focused on people's aspirations for a happier life and set the action plan and blueprint for future development. Clarifying the two centenary goals, the CPC also rolled out a two-step approach to making China into a great modern socialist country that is prosperous, strong, democratic, culturally advanced, harmonious, and beautiful by the middle of the century. What's more, China is willing to make joint efforts with other countries to build a better world.
Well, I think China can bring in a very important way its experience in development, not just in terms of growth, but also in eradication of poverty. There are still many countries that have poor populations, and this is a major factor in creating instability as well as conflict in certain areas. So I think the more that countries can develop and improve the standard of living and quality of life of their own people, then I think there will be more peace in the future.
Huang Kunming, head of the publicity department of the CPC Central Committee, said, Xi Jinping thought on socialism with Chinese characteristics for a new era, which was enshrined in the party's constitution. Isn't only aimed at development at home, but all over the world, which emphasized China becoming more open, more welcoming of foreign investment, and ready to play a greater role in global economic governance. China's development in the new era would bring the world more opportunities. Coverage from CGTN.
It's been quite interesting and significant Congress. It is clear that there is an intention to accelerate the change, and both in economic, political terms, in all terms.
Fourth one is to give a roadmap for China, but also for the world. Roadmap provides an alternative as well as a vision for how the global community can overcome many problems.
Xi Jinping's report to the 19th CPC National Congress has epoch-making significance, said former Japanese Prime Minister Yasuo Fukuda. China has reached world-advanced level in terms of economy and technology, and I believe that China's development would also contribute to other Asia countries, he said.
China's Special Representative on Climate Change Affairs, Xie Zhenhua, delivers a speech during the High-Level Forum on South-South Cooperation on Climate Change, held in the China Pavilion at the 23rd Conference of Parties to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change in Bonn, Germany, on November 15, 2017. Xie Zhenhua stressed the importance of the South-South climate cooperation and expressed hope that the ongoing UN climate talks would generate substantial results addressing issues that concern developing countries and an unequivocal arrangement for implementing the Paris Agreement.
Developing countries, though at different stages of development, are all confronted with multiple challenges, ranging from economic growth, people's livelihood, poverty eradication, to environmental and climate protection, said the special representative. Therefore, while carrying out North-South climate cooperation and leveraging funds offered by developed countries, developing countries can boost exchanges under South-South cooperation, sharing their best practices and policy measures against the climate change, Xie proposed.
China's Special Representative on Climate Change, Xie Zhenhua, on Monday said the country hopes to push forward climate talks with other parties. He also said China wishes to step up its cooperation with the U.S., despite President Trump pulling the country out of the Paris Agreement.
The U.S. delegation has sent some high-level representatives to the negotiations. Their participation in general is of help to promote greater inclusiveness of the multilateral process. We are glad to continue the cooperation and strengthen our communications with the U.S. in this area, push forward the multilateral process, and fulfill our commitments pledged previously to make our own contributions.
Let's move on to the weekly news minute. Trump puts elephant trophy imports on hold. President Donald Trump has suspended the import of elephant hunting trophies, only a day after a ban was relaxed by his administration. Imports of trophies from elephants legally hunted in Zambia and Zimbabwe had been set to resume, reversing a 2014 Obama-era ban. But late on Friday, President Trump tweeted the change was on hold until he could review all conservation facts. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service had argued that hunting fees could aid conservation of the endangered animals. Experts say that populations of African elephants are plummeting. Their numbers dropped by about 30% from 2007 to 2014, according to the 2016 Gray Elephant Census.
Small steps forward as UN climate talks end in Bonn. UN climate talks in Bonn have concluded with progress on technical issues, but with bigger questions about cutting carbon unresolved. Delegates say they are pleased that the rulebook for the Paris Climate Agreement is finally coming together. But these technical discussions took place against the backdrop of a larger battle about coal, oil, and gas. It means that next year's conference in Poland is set for the major showdown on the future of fossil fuels. This meeting, known as COP23, was tasked with clarifying complex operational issues around the workings of the Paris Climate Agreement. One of the most important elements was the development of a process that would help countries to review and ratchet up their commitments to cut carbon.
Argentina searches for missing Navy submarine. An Argentinian Navy submarine with 44 crew members has been missing for 3 days after the Navy lost contact with it off the country's Atlantic coast. The military service says the ARA San Juan submarine was last spotted Wednesday in the San George Gulf, a few hundred kilometers off the coast of southern Argentina's Patagonia region, the Navy said. Crews are searching for the vessel by air and sea, Navy spokesman Enrique Balbi told reporters Friday. The submarine had been traveling from a base in far southern Argentina's Tierra del Fuego archipelago to its home base in Mar del Plata, a city hundreds of miles to the northeast. The sub's last known location in the San Jorge Gulf is nearly midway between the bases.
HK Zhuhai Macau Bridge will be ready by year's end. The world's longest bridge tunnel complex, the Hong Kong Zhuhai Macau Bridge, is 95% complete, according to the chief engineer for the bridge's island and tunnel project, Lin Ming. Also, the project general manager discussed the bridge's status in an exclusive interview Thursday. He said the bridge will be finished by year's end. It is a key infrastructure project in the blueprint for the Guangdong, Hong Kong, Macau, Greater Bay Area. The island tunnel island structure was designed to allow easy movement of shipping at one of the world's busiest deep water passages, Linding West Channel, the middle channel of the Pearl River estuary, being said. As many as 4,000 ships a day navigate waters above the channel, serving ports around the estuary, officials said.
6.9 magnitude earthquake hit Tibet. 6.9 magnitude earthquake hit Ningxi, Tibet at 6:34 a.m. Saturday, Beijing time, according to the China Earthquake Network Center. The epicenter was monitored at 29.75 degrees north latitude and 95.02 degrees east longitude. The quake struck at a depth of about 10 kilometers. Three people sustained minor injuries following a 6.9 magnitude earthquake, and the quake caused power failure and cracks in houses in a number of localities in Ningxi City. The Bureau observed that the highest seismic intensity of the quake affected an area of 500 square meters, which is sparsely populated. The tremors triggered falling rocks, blocking a highway linking Ningxi's city proper with Tangmai, one of the quake-hit townships. Armed police transport troops are clearing the road.
The 19th Qiyue Recital Arts Festival, as well as the National College Student Recital Final Contest. As the National College Student Recital Final Contest was successfully rounded off on 16th November 2017, held by Communication University of China and the National Education Department, the 19th Qiyue Recital Arts Festival, as well as the National College Student Recital Final Contest, came to a successful close. More than 200 delegates attended and watched the excellent recital performance. The theme of this year's recital contest is Recite Chinese Classics, Express Patriotism Together. 1,001 works from 159 colleges competed with each other, and 24 works stood out from others and ultimately came to the final performing stage. Our school's number 22 works, Chariot, and number 15 works, The Reed Let Pick Up Pu Tai, won the first prize, while the prize of Qiyue was vacant. Many famous experts of education, media, and arts, such as Qu Xianhe, Yu Fang, and so on, attended and worked as judges of the contest. After the wonderful presentation of the recital works, the guests also came up to the stage and read classic works aloud with students, which greatly impressed the audience and won thunderous and lasting applause.
So nice to meet you again. Let's go through some fresh sports news. Two-time Olympic champion Lin Dan suffered a shocking defeat to Jonathan Christie of Indonesia in the first round of the Taichung China Badminton Open in the city of Fuzhou on Wednesday. With the number 3 seed, Lin lost 19-21, 16-21 to the 20-year-old world number 17 Indonesian. Christie beat Lin at Indonesia Open last year and lost another 3 games among their total of 4 previous encounters.
The 34-year-old veteran told Xinhua he played well in the first set, but did not perform stably in the second. I did not grab the first set when I kept the lead 19-17, and perhaps that affected me, and I was a bit frustrated, said Lin, who added, I made lots of mistakes in the second set, while Christian played aggressively. That is the reason why I fell behind. Italy remains in shock after national squad's 1-0 aggregate loss to Sweden, which means the Azzurri will miss the World Cup for the first time since 1958. The media, fans, and even politicians are struggling to come to grips with the stunning result and left trying to figure out a way to recover. The newspaper headlines are damning and fatalistic. Italians' participation in football's most significant event has ended. Just a year before completing 6 decades in the tournament, the mood in the country is turning from surprise to resignation, disbelief, and anger. The four-time World Cup champions would not get a chance to add a fifth title next year, a turn of events one tarot card reader near the Prime Minister's office claims he predicted, while many fans believe the Azzurri need thorough prayers to return to the tournament in 2022. World number one Rafael Nadal has withdrawn from the 2017 ATP Finals after suffering from the surprise defeat to 7th seed David Goffin of Belgium in his first group match at the O2 Arena in London on Monday. The 16th-time Grand Slam winner, who has secured the top place in the year-ending ATP rankings, was apparently struggling but shown inspiring fighting spirit, saving 4 match points in the second set before losing 7-6, 6-7, 6-4. Goffin, playing the ATP Finals for the second time, took command in the third set, serving for the match with the 14th ace of the match. Chinese table tennis player Fang Zhendong lost narrowly at the men's semi-finals to eventual champion Dmitry Ovcharov of Germany at the ITTF World Tour Platinum German Open in a setback for the sport in China. Fang's defeat on Sunday was the big blow as China is used to demoting the sport and had taken all 4 gold medals at the Rio Olympics in 2016. Ovcharov claimed the title by beating his close friend and rival Timo Boll 4-3. It was the 7th trophy for the German star this year, including the men's World Cup title. Spanish tennis star Rafael Nadal won a defamation case against the former French health and sports minister Roselyne Bachelot on Thursday after she accused him of doping on television. Bachelot was handed a €500 fine by a court in Paris and ordered to pay €12,000 in damages and legal fees to the zero Grand Slam winner over the allegation she made to the D8 channel in March 2016. Nadal expressed his utmost respect and confidence in the French legal system after the ruling.
Welcome to the weekly entertainment. Stick to the channel, and I will bring you a terrific show tonight. Taylor Swift sells 1 million albums in 4 days. After just 4 days, Taylor Swift has sold more albums in the US than any other artist this year. The star's 6th album, Reputation, has sold 1.04 million copies in the US since Friday, says Billboard magazine. That puts her ahead of 2017's previous biggest seller, Ed Sheeran's, which has shifted 919,000 copies to date. Reputation also becomes Swift's 4th album to sell 1 million copies in the space of a week, following 1989, Red and Speak Now. Reputation, which sees the star delve deeper than ever before into a realm of pop and hip-hop, has received largely positive reviews from critics. In fact, only she and Adele have sold a million copies of any album in a 7-day frame since 2012. China-style fondant cake wins gold in world's competition. China-style fondant cake created by Patissier Zhou Yi recently won a big round of applause as well as the first international best prize at Cake International, the world's largest cake competition held in the UK. The cake portraits young Wu Zetian, the only officially recognized empress regnant throughout China's history, sitting in front of a folding screen surrounded by exquisite interior designs. Zhou learned traditional Chinese techniques of food carving and dough modeling in his earlier years. After he became a patissier, he started to integrate Chinese food crafts with Western cake making. He hopes more young people in China will learn about this exciting vocation through him. Let people know more about China and China the world. Justice League races to catch up with Marvel. On November 16th, the film, which has Ben Affleck's Batman and Gal Gadot's Wonder Woman fighting alongside other DC crusaders like Ezra Miller's The Flash, Jason Momoa's Aquaman, and Ray Fisher's Cyborg, brought in $30 million in preview showings. The success of Wonder Woman provided a golden ray of hope that Warner Bros. And DC had finally mastered this whole comic book movie thing. Justice League, by contrast, reflects the haste with which the parties rushed to create their cinematic universe and catch up with Marvel, leaping several intermediate steps in a single bound. Justice League is projected to make roughly $110 million for its opening in North America this weekend, according to industry analyst. That would put it behind 2013's Man of Steel, 2016's Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice, and Suicide Squad. Taijin Goddess, Young Master gains popularity online. The Chinese martial art form of Tai Chin is centuries old. The Chinese martial art form of Tai Chin is centuries old, and the Yang style is the most popular in the world. Today, a young Tai Chin master, Ye Yongxiang, has started teaching the practice online in order to share the time-honored martial arts with people around the world. With her serenity and elegance, Ye Yongxiang is known inside China's vibrant cyber community as the Tai Chin Goddess. Her educational videos have earned the young Tai Chin master a strong following of over 70,000 fans. Ye Yongxiang says her aim is to reveal the essence of this time-honored martial art. Actually, the essence of Kung Fu is not about glamour and razzle-dazzle. Behind the spectacle, it's endless sweat and hard work, Ye Yongxiang said. Anhui Cuisine Expo opens in China. Anhui Cuisine Expo opens in China. The 7th Chinese Anhui Cuisine Expo kicked off in Hefei, capital city of East China's Anhui province, on November 15. Dishes rich in variety and flavor demonstrated the legacy and innovation in this local cuisine. The town-owned Anhui cooking style originated from ancient Huizhou, the conjunction of Anhui province and Jiangxi province in East China, and was brought around China as Huizhou merchants gained nationwide economic and political influence in the Ming Dynasty, 1368 to 1644. Famous for its simple cooking methods and economy, Anhui cuisine maintains an important position in China's gastronomy. gastronomy. Anhui cuisine maintains an important position in Chinese gastronomy. Anhui cuisine maintains an important position in Chinese gastronomy. Meat lovers adore the smoked duck and stewed pigeon.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's commentary. This is commentator Zheng Wanying.
And this is commentator Cao Lin.
Welcome our new member of Weekly Focus Commentary.
Hello, everyone. I'm the new commentator Renee Cao Lin from International Journalism. From this week, the commentary part becomes two girls' show. In the coming several weeks, Jessie and I will bring hot topics and share ideas with you.
I really look forward to the time we're going to spend together. By the way, Renee, did you get something on Double 11?
Of course. I bought some clothes and cosmetics. I chopped my hand during the shopping carnival.
Did you buy anti-hair loss shampoo?
No. Why should I buy that?
Don't mention it. I felt my hair dropping everywhere during this time. I'm still 18, but it seems that I get into the hair loss stage in advance.
Actually, thinning hair, hair loss, and other hair-related issues can affect people as young as in their teens and early 20s. So, it is nothing to be surprised at 19 has become a part of the hair loss army. Willing to try everything to save your receding hairlines. And as everybody knows, college students are the main force in the army, having their highest share of this hair loss population.
Nowadays, college students face increasingly heavy pressure. They're busy working on projects, finishing activities, participating in social activities. They stay up late and always feel tired. Day after day, something terrible happens. A large group of college students find their hairlines are receding. When combing hairs, they always have a small bunch in their hands. When taking showers, fluffs of hairs are washed away. According to a campus survey, college students on average sleep less than 6 hours a day. In some cases, college students stay up all night to catch the deadline. And for some seniors who will graduate this year, they are devoted to internship to make preparations for their careers.
According to some presses, contrast to controversial opinions, single young men are the majority leading this phenomenon. And post-90s generation take up a large part. Scientific researchers show that 60% men are troubled by hairline receding. Compared with the former generation, the age of hair loss is brought forward 20 years. There is no denying the fact that the health condition of college students is not optimistic. Meanwhile, many students express their worry about their health, since the problem of hair loss among college students has become more and more serious. Colleges and the students' union come up with some slogans and posters concerning this pressure, and teachers have taken efforts to reduce students' burden.
There are several factors contributing to hair loss. In some cases, hair loss is a kind of hereditary disease, but this disease can only pass from father to son. That is to say, girls are unlikely to suffer from hereditary hair loss. From another perspective, hair loss is an outward manifestation of inward sickness. For example, bad mood and mental stress will cause endocrine decrisis, and that is exactly the cause of hair loss. What's more, unhealthy lifestyle is a cause of hair loss. For example, gluttony. We can also call it overeating and irregular working rest. However, the causes of hair loss vary from person to person. There are still a lot of students who are not sensitive to pressure and they don't feel the change in their hairline.
I started to worry about my hairline since I was in high school. Volume problem has bothered me for a long time due to unhealthy lifestyle caused by heavy pressure. I always joke with my friend that we should do hair transplant after graduation. I have tried massive ways to avoid hair lossing, like using professional anti-hair loss shampoo, changing my comb to electronic one, but the problem still exists.
The thing started to get weird since that afternoon. I look in the mirror and find my hairline strange. I wish I have never become aware of this. It is embarrassing because I think I was too young to care about it, an 18-year-old freshman told the reporter. Instead of trapping yourself in a problem, it is better to find out the solution. It is not hard to find that the root of Hellas and young generation is their unhealthy lifestyle. If you are under great pressure caused by your schoolwork, you'd better learn how to manage your time, how to finish your work efficiently.
And we would like to offer you guys some small tips to save your hairline. Keep cool. In general, the less heat you use, the better. Styling with heat can damage the hair. And if you must use heated tools, pick those with adjustable settings and keep them on the lowest level. Brush with care, used in conjunction with a blow dryer, round metal bushes, and heat up significantly. And some brushes with hard plastic or metal bristles can cause breakage. Instead, try a brush made of gentle boar bristles or flexible nylon. Get a voluminizing cut. In some cases, shorter cuts are kinder to thinning hair. Whatever length you choose, ask for interior layers, which are placed throughout your cut, not just on the end, to add fullness. In fact, as long as you keep a healthy lifestyle, you can get a beautiful hair.
So now I think I am totally done with this problem.
So do I. And here ends our today's commentary. This is commentator Cao Ling.
And this is commentator Zhong Wanying.
Thank you, Wanying and Ruiling. We'll offer you some living tips at the end of our program.
These days, don't forget to adapt your clothes to the changing weather. By the way, just prepare your gloves and scarves for the coming of winter. These are the selecting news brought you by Weekly Focus. Thank you for being with us for the past half an hour.
Next week, Weekly Focus will continue to help you review and foresee from Weekly Focus.
Focuses on China and the world, only on Weekly Focus. This is Liu Xiaoli. See you.
And this is Chen Lichen. See you.
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收听。